Berlin, was klar in der It's Wise FM Lunch, DJ Mr. X. I feel like we never do the show without DJ Mr. X yet. I just have a feeling. I feel like, around this time, we're not going to have DJ Mr. X. Jay, I don't know. You're the one listening to the show. Maybe Jay, I listen to the song. Cool foot, man, it's possible, very much possible. It's Wise FM Lunch. A good 18 minutes before we get to 3 p.m. Remember, the Big Zill on air joins you between 3 until 5:30. Today being a Friday, you got an extra 30 minutes with him. Must be nice. So we're finding out, where are they now? Joining us on the show today is Uyanda Nhlapo. I'm wondering if the name rings a bell. Uyanda?
Hi.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. Happy Friday. I'm wonderful, thanks. How are you?
I am fantastic. It's a do good Friday. It's a happy Friday for everybody. Ayanda, happy Women's Month. I have to say that first. Happy Women's Month.
Thank you so much. And same to you. Happy Women's Month to all the ladies that are listening.
Appreciate it. You are a phenomenal woman. You are an inspiration to a lot of us. And you are proof that you can do it all. You can absolutely do it all.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I try.
Modesty. So if you don't know, you're not quite sure who you're chatting to, Ayanda, you may have seen her on Taxi Ride, Mzansi Magic film, right? Back in 2012, there's Kiss and Tell. There is, what else is there? Ndlovukazi, a girl on Ndlovukazi, Nkosi Yami. And then there's Isaw, no? There's Ubetwina Wethu. And that's only to mention a few. I know you've got something in store for us for the year 2024. But how has your journey been so far, Ayanda?
Shoot, I mean, my journey started in 2012. So it's been, 12 years now?
Shout out.
Mm-hmm. And it's been phenomenal. I think looking back, I've grown so much. I've learned so much. I've done so much also. But I still feel like I still have so much to do. So it's been a blessed journey. And I think it is, yet to be even more blessed. I love what I do, and I'm so blessed to be able to do what I do and still be doing it today after 12 years.
After 12 years, imagine. So you are one consistent person. I mean, we also see you in our TV commercials as well.
Yeah, so I'm a commercial actress and model. Uh-huh. I'm also a film and TV actress. I'm a TV presenter. I'm a fashion designer. So, yeah, those are the spaces I occupy. I do actually have an ad that's out currently. I've done a lot of ads. I think if people might remember the one I did back in 2012, I think, for Coca-Cola. Mm-hmm. That was like my entry advert. And, yeah, it put me on. And I even bought my first car.
There always has to be that one that really puts you on. And even you can always refer back to it. You know when the moment, where the shift happened, right? Are there young people that you are aware of that you are taking under your wing, especially in your line of work?
I do know that there are people that have been watching my journey and are inspired by it. I do have a lot of young women reaching out to me from time to time, just telling me how amazing I'm doing or asking me for advice as well. And I'm always happy to share advice. I'm always happy to share tips. Even when I'm at auditions and I bump into somebody who, has been meaning to ask certain things, I'm always happy to share. I'm not a gatekeeper. I love helping out where I can. And yeah, if I've got knowledge that I have accumulated over the past 12 years that I can share, then why not? I want to continue being an inspiration to many, many, many people, not just young women, but to everyone. Mm-hmm. And if anybody wants to know anything, don't hesitate to reach out. If you want to know how do I prepare for an audition or how do I join an agency, the information is there. Reach out and I'm here.
Absolutely. I love to hear that because also that these false adverts on the net. And I mean, it's even better to reach out to somebody who's in the industry and they can say, okay, yeah, that is legit if you are able to do that and give them advice, especially going into an audition of anything of the sort.
100%, because they let all my scammers money.
Yo.
And, they pry on young people that are, hungry to get in, and then, it's just not fair. So we do need to filter out the false news and the fake news, and people should they shouldn't be afraid to reach out to some of us that are happy to share information. Absolutely. Or reach out to your other people that you look up to, and hopefully they can also be like, yeah, it's okay, I can share 1, 2, 3 with you, or I can refer you to this person, or whatever, so that we're helping each other grow, and we're growing the industry in essence. It's a small industry and it needs to grow.
Yeah.
So we can't be gatekeeping when, you know, there are new faces that we need to embrace.
You know, we're going to make that our promo for this conversation, right?
Oh, really? Beep, 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 beep. Because I nailed it.
Losing Lerato. I don't know if you're gonna hear this. I'm gonna try and play something.
Tami Khadebe, the man who made headlines for kidnapping his own daughter years ago, is getting released today.
3, 2, 1. Ta-da! Papa, what's happening?
What do you mean that's the best you can do?
You want to tell me that he's going to die?
I'm going to do whatever it takes to save you.
You're going to save my dad. You're going to save him because I'm not going to lose him again.
Yo. I feel like I was there on set when this was done. Yo. Like at the edge of my seat, literally. Losing Lerato. Season 2, what can we expect?
Oh my gosh. So we went to the premiere last night and we got the chance to see it before everybody, of course. And I have to say, it is groundbreaking. It is exciting. I'm still pinching myself from how amazing the movie is. The sequel is out and everybody's excited. We're really receiving so much love. It has lived up to the expectations that everybody had. It has lived up to the success of the first one, because this is the sequel, Losing Lerato 2, out now on Netflix. And to be a part of the story, for me, again, it's a huge blessing. I'm still pinching myself because it's a phenomenal love story between a father and her daughter. Mm-hmm. It's a heartwarming story. It's groundbreaking. It's a global hit. And to be able to have been a part of that world, it's just, I'm still pinching myself, guys.
And it's a story that is not told by many, like a relationship between a father and a daughter is something we really honestly need to get more of, especially in South Africa. So for Ayanda Nhlapo, what is in store, Batung, going forward? What does the future hold for you?
So I definitely want to do more movies. I have another movie that's coming out today as well, but right now we're talking about Losing Lerato 2, which is out, and everybody needs to please check it out and spread the word. Mm-hmm. But for the rest of 2024, God has been so good to me, and I just know that the blessings are going to keep pouring in. I definitely want to do more movies, like I said. Possibly might, get back into doing a telenovela, because I really enjoyed doing Isono. That was amazing. So I haven't done a telenovela since Isono, so I'd love to do that too. And just look out for the girl. The sky is not even the limit. We are going beyond the sky. It's a really good year, and like I said, I feel like I still have a long way to go, although I've achieved so much. So I'm going for bigger and better. Just look out for the girl. We're going to keep shining.
Okay. Once I get you offline, I'm going to ask you what camera you are using for the pictures that you're sharing on your Instagram, because, wow.
You like them, Beth.
Absolutely love them. What? So on Instagram.
I try so much.
Yeah?
I try to keep things professional and, the standardness is good. So that when people you check out my page, you're like, okay, impressive.
No, you've got it right. You've got it right. I appreciate you so much. Thank you for chatting to us here on Rise FM Lunch. And we are definitely going to be watching Losing Lerato 2.
Thank you.
Have a fabulous one. May you be blessed in your work, man.
Oh, thank you. And I love your show. I'm going to stay tuned in. Thank you so much for having me.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much. That is Ayanda Nhlapho joining us on Where Are They Now on Rise FM Lunch every single Friday around this time. You don't want to miss it, okay? But if you did, of course, we're going to podcast it for you. We nice. Well, I'm nice, okay? Linda the vocalist, Imali. I might just leave the studio, I think. Right? Permission? Yes, no, I hear, not yet, okay. Just a few more minutes, maybe.